You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Turn with me, if you will, to Psalms 103. I want to share just something on my heart out of Psalms 103, and I believe it'll bless you. You know, we serve God, number one, because God says so. I mean, that's it. He's the boss. He's Lord. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's the creator and the maker of all that is. He's daddy. He makes the rules. I mean, that would be enough just to say so. He says, do this, we go do it. Amen? Yes. I mean, I can think of several reasons for serving God. But it's interesting as you go through that, that it's more than just that. That God tells us to serve Him, tells us to love, tells us to forgive, tells us to live holy, commands us to do those things because that's in our best interest.
Amen?
Yes. Amen?
Yes.
So it's when we talk about the carrot on the stick, well, God's the one to put the carrot on the stick. Amen. Of course, the difference is this carrot, we can eat this carrot. We can reach this one, you know. It's not continually out there dangling in front of us. In fact, even in the Old Testament, if you go through all the laws in Leviticus, which are repeated in the book of Deuteronomy, they're always junctured with a blessing. And your blessing is always on the other side of your obedience.
Yes.
Isn't that right? I mean, because He says, do this that you may live. Do this. Honor your mother and father, that you may live long and prosper, as Bach says, you know. But God says that's connected to a promise, that's connected or connected to condition, as it were. And there are conditions. There really is no unconditional promise in the Bible. Even eternal life has a condition of faith. You have to believe, you have to call. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So as we obey, there's a promise or a blessing on the other side of our obedience. And so there's a lot of reasons to serve God. Of course, number one, He says so. Number two, you could think of, just you could make a long list. I was just thinking in general, it's the best thing for everybody else when I serve God. I'm a whole lot better to live with when I'm serving God. You're more blessed by me serving God than me not serving God. Because when we're good, we're very, very good. But when we're bad, we're very, very bad. And so serving God makes it better for everybody. It makes a better marriage, makes a better business, makes a better family, better fathers and mothers and children, and are you with me, husbands and wives and so on. But here specifically in Psalms 103, He gets down and talks about some benefits. Everybody say benefits.
Benefits.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So there are some benefits from serving God. I am a better person for serving God all the years that I've served Him. I remember when I did not know Him. I remember when I did not serve Him. I remembered my future was not that bright. Hallelujah. I was not the most likely to succeed. But now that I'm saved, it's a different story. God has given me a future and a hope. Amen?
Yes.
His thoughts toward me are good, not evil. Hallelujah. Oh, we may have trials, and we may have troubles, we may have crisis, we may have tragedy that happens, but we survive, we stand, we rise above it, we heal up. Are you with me? We get up. We either... You know, we're up or we're getting up. That's the way I look at it. And it comes from the blessing of God. I mean, God's blessing on us, His anointing, His favor on us. We are not the world. We are Christians. We're believers. Just great to know Him. Amen?
Amen.
Great to know where our peace comes from, where our joy comes from. You know, we were in in Hawaii. We were at this international market they have right there in Kailua Kona. I love those Hawaiian names. You know, in fact, the daughter-in-law of the pastor's Kahea, they have a daughter named Nahua and one Kahau. But anyway, we were right off there, the Queen's Highway, I forgot her name, but the king was Kamehameha. y'all got all that down? That's not to be confused with Mamalua Highway, which goes to Waimea, you know, out that way. So we were in the international market, and we were just shopping around. We had Don and Cherry with us, and we were walking, you know, they have all these little necklaces and all these little bracelets and everything. And sometimes in places like Hawaii, you have some kind of New Agey type people. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. I love that T-shirt. It has that crystal on it. It says, in this New Age, two things are crystal clear. And you look on the back, it says, there is a God and you are not Him. I love that. You need to wear that when you go to places like Hawaii. But there's some people like that. I mean, there's some great people too. There's a good church there we go to. But I noticed we were in this little shop and this all these little necklaces and all these little magnets, you know, on these necklaces, they wrap around your hand and around your neck and all these stuff. And then this lady was selling just kind of went off, you know. Don Cherry were in there and Bernie was in there, and I heard she was ramping up, really starting getting evangelistic about her new age, you know. Went from selling necklaces to finding your center, to shutting out all the outside forces, you know, unaffected by the outside. You got to find your foundation, your center. You got to get finance center and get all those outside forces. And she was talking to Brenda, and Don Cherry was standing there, and I was standing there. I just had enough, okay? I just had it. I just, you know, and I was nice, and I said, hey, I get my peace from Jesus. You know, Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And the Bible says in John 16:33, that in the world you have tribulation, but in me you'll have peace. Hallelujah. So I know where my peace and my center is. It's in Jesus. And she's going, you got it. You got it. So, and then she said, out of the blue, she said, you know, I was raised Baptist. And I thought, well, what happened to you, girl? But what we got to realize is there are benefits from serving God. You don't have to get your peace somewhere else. You can get it from Him. Amen? And your acceptance comes from Him. And your purpose and your, you know, what defines you. It comes from Him. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not living my life trying to find out who I am. I know who I am, all right? I'm living my life trying to find out what I'm supposed to do. Find my destiny. Hallelujah. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. My sins are washed away. I've been accepted in the Beloved. I got an inheritance with the saints in light. I'm going to heaven when I die. Hallelujah. Greater is He that's in me than He's in the world. I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's settled, okay? That's settled deal. I have my worth and my value in Him. And the closer I get to Him, the more my value goes up, like the prodigal son in Luke 15. The closer he got to his day, the more his value went up. The further away he got, the more he lost value and lost everything. But when he finally came back home, they killed the fatted calf, put the golden ring on him, and had a party. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that story. Only two people were upset about that whole deal was the elder brother and the calf.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Just a thought. But anyway. So, Psalms 103, have you found it?
Praise God.
Notice what it says here in the first verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Good thing to do. Amen. Bless the Lord. We ought to bless Him. We ought to praise Him. We ought to worship Him. He's worthy of our praise and our worship. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Man, give Him your whole heart. Don't go halfway with this thing. You know, Jesus said, I would you rather hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Think about it. He's wanting you to come all the way and give all you got. In fact, you can have as much of God as you want in your life. Depends on how much you give Him of you. And however much of you give Him, He'll give you that much more back of Him. And that's a whole lot better deal, too. He's on the short end of the stick, in my opinion. I mean, we get Him, He just gets us. But He loves us, and He thinks that's a good deal, so hey, let's just go with it. Amen? So He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Isn't that the case? I mean, we get saved, and if we're not careful, we get too much over into that suffering area. And I understand we suffer persecution. I understand everybody's not just tickled pink that we got saved, you know. I don't understand why the whole world didn't get saved when I got saved. I thought everybody ought to be excited about that, but everybody wasn't excited about it. I had an aunt that was upset because I joined the wrong church. It's okay, I came out of drugs and jails and everything, but see, I had joined the wrong church. And so I asked her, I said, do you want me to go back on drugs and jail? Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying, but how could you do that to me? You know, join. Anyway, having said that, we don't need to forget His benefits, amen? I know there's some suffering, I know there's some persecution. And you know, there's a lot of trials. We have an enemy, an oppressor, an adversary. The devil walks around as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. The Bible says, whom resist, steadfast in the faith. We should resist him in the faith, in faith. So there's going to be opposition. And we're not preaching and teaching you'll never have any trouble in life. Of course, trouble is going to come in life. We're in a broken world, a fallen world. But what we have here now is some benefits that the world doesn't have. We can heal up when they can't.
That's right. Yes.
We can forgive when they can't. We can have peace when they can't get it. They can do all they can to shut out side forces out and find their center. But I'd submit to you that center just as rotten and messed up as the outside. And that's not going to help you. Just getting deep within. No, you need to get deep in God. You need to get your benefit from Him. You need to forget not his benefits. It pays to serve God. It pays dividends to serve God. Now, I'm not just serving him necessarily to get all the blessings, but I am serving him for benefit. I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. I mean, it's nice and it's awful pious and sounds humble to say, well, I just serve God because he's so good. Well, no, actually, I was going to hell. And I found out a better offer. I'm learning to love him. Stay with me. But don't think that I was altruistic, I guess you'd say, or I had these high motives when I was lost and all of a sudden I got... People don't come down to the front thinking, oh yes, I think I'm just going to serve this holy God because he's worthy of all my praise and honor. No, I don't want to go to hell. And I don't have to go to hell. I can go to heaven. That's the good news. God loves me and I don't have to live this way anymore. I can live a different way. Now, I know we develop our love, are you with me, as we get into this and serve him as the years go by, but the benefits are always there. It's always better to serve him than not to serve him. It's always better for my family and my wife and my children, my grandchildren. It's always better for everything that I do to serve God. The benefits are on the side of serving God. Amen. Beyond him being worthy, beyond him being God. Now, come on. We ought to just do it because he says so, sure. We ought to do it because it's better for everybody else. But listen, it's better for me. It always has been, always will be, and God's the one that said that. In fact, you know, I think of Romans, what is it, 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up freely for us all, how shall he also with him freely give us all things? Yes. Through Jesus Christ, we are freely given all things. Our real peace comes from him or through him. Healing comes from him and through him. My purpose comes from him and through him. My reason for being, my existence comes through him. Hallelujah. He even charges the rich. You know, we think about 1 Timothy 6:10 says, the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some having coveted after have pierced themselves, has denied the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And we often misquote that and say money is the root of all evil, but it says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Right.
You can love. You can have all the money in the world as long as it doesn't have you. If you love God, God will bless you with money. But you don't love money, you love God. We don't serve the almighty dollar, we serve almighty God.
Amen.
But it's interesting in that same chapter, you will often quote that verse, 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. But the 17th verse says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Did y'all hear that? Y'all missed a great time to say amen.
Amen.
I thought y'all would be in the chair going, ooh, ooh. I mean, that was awesome. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. God wants us to enjoy life, and he gives us richly all things to enjoy. If we're going to enjoy life, we're going to have to get with God because he's the one who's got stuff that's going to make us happy.
Right, amen.
Or joyful.
Amen.
Joyful. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. So we talk about God, yes, and we shine, yes, and we speak for him, yes, and we stand up for him, oh yes, but forget not all of his benefits. How many times we go through life, we're Christians, and we've forgotten a benefit. We've forgotten we can get out of this mess. We've forgotten God's made a provision. God has a promise. And the Lord commands us to not forget. I love that. That's good. That means I need to remind myself. That means I'm apt to forget. Just because I heard it one time, not enough. I need to have a refresher course. I need to go back over it. I need to meditate in the Word day and night, like David said in Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. Because his mind's right. His focus is right. He's meditating in the Word. He's not forgetting. He's remembering. He's reminding himself. That's what Peter said. He says, I put you in remembrance of these things, although you already know them, to the end that you may be established. I like that. If you want to get established in truth, you have to go over truth over and over. It's important. A lot of teaching's repetition. You teach wrestling. Is that right, Chad? Chad just looks like a wrestler, doesn't he? He's not the kind of guy I want to meet in the dark alley at night. You know, I just knowing him, it wouldn't be a problem. But seeing him and not knowing him, I'd run the other way, as fast as my little feet could go. But he teaches wrestling. And you know, it's repetition, repetition, learning the rudiments, simple things, basic things. If you teach any field of knowledge, you go over and over very simple things. I mean, redundantly. I mean, you think, man, come on, we got it. And then you get that test and you find out you didn't get it. Hello. And you go back over it and go back over it. We teach by repetition. Well, how are we going to understand God, His Word, His benefits, if we don't remind ourselves of them and go over them? Oh, man, I already heard that. Well, you need to hear it again. Amen. I know I do. When I miss it, it's in a very simple way. It's some simple thing that I've let slip. And when I get it, it's never really complicated. It's always something simple that I just did. Yeah. Hallelujah. So he says, forget not all his benefits. We bless him, we praise him, we forget not all of his benefits.
Amen.
And what is he going to say after that? He says, who forgives all your iniquities? My goodness, I have a camp meeting on that. I mean, just for sake of time, I'm going to have to go on, but it doesn't matter what you've done. God forgives you.
Amen.
You know, I don't care about your past. Oh, come on. What's behind us? Hey, it's been said this way. What's behind us and even what's before us is nothing compared to what's within us.
Right.
As Christians.
Amen.
What's behind us is over.
Yep.
What's before us, well, you know, we're believing and trusting God, but what is in us? Oh, my. What is in us is God, the greater one who lives within us. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're a new creature in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new.
Amen.
See, we can begin to live out of our spirit, out of the inside of who we really are, not who the world says we are, not what that mirror on the wall says we are, but what this mirror of the Word of God says we are. Are you with me?
Amen.
And he says this, that he forgives all of our iniquities. I don't know what you've done. I don't care what you've done. You know, what matters is, have you repented? Have you come out of it? That's the news. That's the good news, what we preach here. You know, and in church, we're not here to condemn and judge. Now, if you're going to live in sin, you're not going to be comfortable here, and we don't want you to keep coming if you blatantly and belligerently want to live in sin. But if you want to come out of your sin, we don't care what that sin is. Come on. He forgives all iniquities. That's homosexuality. He forgives it. That's abortion, he forgives it. Lying, he forgives it. Adultery, he forgives it. Gossip, he forgives it. I put all that together because of sins.
Amen.
If you will repent, we'll take you. Come on, bring the adulterer, bring the homosexual, bring the liar, bring the gossiper. If they want to serve God and they want to repent, we'll forgive them. God forgives them.
Praise God. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
We're against those things. We're not against those people.
That's right.
We stand up because the world's not going to tell you that's wrong. The news is not going to tell you that's wrong. Living together is wrong, but we don't hate you. Hey, get married and come on. Or come on, we'll pray with you and counsel with you and help you.
Amen.
And we'll marry you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't care. I don't care where you've been. Come on, if you want to serve God, hey, I got a past. I got skeletons in my closet. You got skeletons in your closet. We all do. Don't go there. Forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Thank God they're forgiven. Thank God it's over. Thank God the devil brings that back up. You know what? I don't have to listen to that lying devil. That's all forgiven. All those things I did when I was lost. Now, don't just shut your mind down. Quit trying to figure out what that was. But I'm just saying, as an example, I'm saying, you know, we've all done things. Amen?
Amen.
Quit meditating on it.
That's right.
This is a new day. Hallelujah. We've got no stones to throw. In fact, all we're doing is just meditating on his benefits. Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Now, there's no exception here. There's no, you know, killer disease that God doesn't heal. And yet we hear those reports sometimes, you know, evil report, 2 weeks to live, 3 weeks to live, or cancers of all types and so on and so forth. And I realize that as a Christian, as a believer in Jesus Christ, when you die to go to heaven, you win. You can't lose this deal, no way. But God heals all diseases. We know he does because he says so. I mean, he never stopped in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John and said, whoa, wait a minute. Now, you know, that's just a little, that's too big. What do you think I am, God? You know.
Wow.
Well, yeah, he was God. Yeah, he is God. But he heals all our diseases. So don't let fear get you when you hear the report. I like Psalms 112, verse 7. It talks about a righteous man. It says he will not be afraid of an evil report.
That's right.
That's right.
His heart is fixed.
That's right.
Trusting God.
Amen.
That's what it says.
Amen.
Love that. Don't forget his benefits. I think sometimes we've forgotten. in some churches and some circles, we've forgotten some of his benefits. We're not talking about anybody in particular. I've done the same thing. We've all done it. We do it daily sometimes. We forget what God has done and what he's made available. But let's not forget. Amen? All his benefits. Not a benefit, but all his benefits. I love this. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, y'all are excited out here. Have y'all been to Hawaii? Going through jet lag or something? I don't know. But he says all. Not one. We've remembered one or two. But there's a lot of benefits from serving God. And we need to remind ourselves or we will forget.
That's right.
I mean, he's not talking to people who have not heard and have not known. Because you can't forget what you didn't know. He's talking to people who know, lest we forget.
Amen.
So as soon as we sing that tune and say, well, I know all that, well, you're the one he's talking to. Because you can't forget it unless you do know it. So to those that know, how many of you know?
No.
Don't forget. Y'all see that? I mean, I get tickled with their logic, sometimes. I know all that. Well, that's who he's talking to. He's not talking to those that don't know. He's talking to us who do know, lest we forget. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who forgives all... Anybody had their sins forgiven?
Amen.
Come on. Wow. Anybody been healed?
Healed.
Oh, wow. Yep. My goodness. How many of us could testify to healing and forgiveness? And he goes on and says this. He said, who heals all your diseases, fourth verse, who redeems your life from destruction. We just heard a testimony of Whitney, how this car is coming at her, and God put it on her daddy's heart to pray, and man, how supernatural is that? When we get to heaven, we're going to hear more stories like that. We didn't even know took place. I think of Megan and been protected how many times over there in Afghanistan because people over here were praying. Maybe a certain time of night someone woke up, started praying for Megan. In fact, just a good note to make here. Pray for our troops. Pray for our troops. Think about them. Anytime it comes across your mind, you just take that as God and pray.
Amen.
I wonder why I thought about them. Well, pray. Come on. God may be putting on your heart someone to pray for protection. But I know when we get to heaven, we're going to hear all kinds of stories like that. That the angels were involved in our protection, that God had put us on someone's heart we didn't even know or barely knew and never really got to talk to them. And in the middle of the night, God woke them up or some certain hour of the day. God put it on their heart to pray for protection on our part. Hallelujah. He redeems our life from destruction. How many times have we been delivered and didn't even know it? Many times angels have been involved. I think of Hebrews 13:2, it says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. Wow. You just don't know how involved God is in our lives. A lot of times in helping us and blessing us and giving us favor and protecting us and guiding us and leading us. This room right here is filled with angels. Did you know that?
Yes.
This very moment as I speak, there are angels all in this room. You can't see them, but they're here. They're here. They look just like me. Well, actually, they're probably a little taller than I am. But I don't know where that came from. Oh, boy. Paid for that right away, didn't I? But angels are all around us. They encamp around about those that fear him. Do you fear God?
Amen.
I do. Well, the angels are encamped around about us. Hallelujah. And in the spirit, if you could just see in the spirit, man, you wouldn't be afraid of anything. Those big angels taking care of you. And they outnumber the devil and his crew 2-1. And if that weren't even the case, God's bigger than all of them, so it doesn't matter. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Hallelujah. So he redeems our life from destruction. I'll tell you what, I may have hear of destruction, but he redeems my life from destruction. I may hear of a disease, but he heals all my diseases. I may be tempted with a sin, but you know what? He forgives all my iniquities.
Yes.
And of course, a step further, he keeps me from sinning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He empowers me to overcome it. Bless him. That's why he's blessing the Lord. That's why he's praising the Lord for all of his benefits. Man. They all left Jesus at one time. Peter said, Jesus looked at Peter and says, what are you going to do? You going to go? And he says, where am I going to go? You got the words of eternal life. Once you get a hold of this, where are you going to go?
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not going to go back to where I was and doing what I used to do. You've got to be. I've had too much peace, too much joy, too much health, too much, encouragement, too much inspiration, too much strength, too much protection. Oh, no, no, no. He's done too much for me. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody, you know that song? Do me like Jesus, do me like the Lord. Well, there can't nobody do me like Jesus, do me like the Lord. Well, there can't nobody do me like Jesus, do me like the Lord. He's my friend. You know that song. Well, he healed my body and he told me to run on. That's the part I remember, but anyway. Andre Crouch sang that song. I love it. He used to sing that song and he'd play that piano. You know, healed my body and it told me to run on. Told me to run on. And he'd go, wow! And he'd just run on. You know, and we're out there going, yeah! Get all excited too. Okay. I'm just trying to stay awake. That's what I'm trying to. I'm hope I'm keeping you awake out there, Billy. So he redeems our life from destruction. It says he crowned you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Has anybody ever been more loving and more tender and more merciful to you than God? Has anybody ever, ever been to you like Jesus has been to you? Has anybody been that patient? Has anybody been that kind? Has anybody ever talked to you like he talks to you? Anybody melted your heart like he melts your heart? I mean, just one touch, one word. You know, you can be praying or not even praying and he can just arrest you. I've had him just arrest me, you know. Wasn't even thinking about him per se. And he just arrests me. My whole attention, my whole focus, my whole gaze just, he grabs me, just touches me like a glory bolt from heaven, you know. And nobody can do you like that. Nobody can do you like that. Only Jesus can do that. And if you don't know him, it's hard to, you can't explain that. You need to know him. But if you do know him, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those moments where he just arrests you. You know, I remember I was working on a construction job in Houston. Well, actually, I was in Freeport. At least Freeport, Angleton. I worked in all those chemical plants for years. I built industrial cooling towers. I worked on a crew and was a foreman for a while. And did that for several years. So I worked in all the chemical plants in Houston and, goodness, Deer Park, Pasadena, and Freeport, Dow Chemical, A plant, B plant, Oyster Creek Chemical, those plants. And I think it was one of the A plant or B plant. And I was working there. And God was dealing about ministry. And I was still working on a construction job. And I had my tool bags on. And in the middle of that plant, and we were building this tower. And we'd taken a break and gone off this one section. And I was taking my tool bags off. I had carpenter tool bags, and you had a helmet, and I think we had a gas mask in that one, that plant. But anyway, I don't know what happened, but everybody just kind of moved away just for a moment, and I was just standing there taking my tool bags off. And I mean, just so sweetly, just so, and so real, and just burned in me. I just heard two words. God says, you're mine. You're mine. And we are his. But he says it in such a way, and he touches us in such a way that nobody can do that. Nobody can say that. You can't read that newspaper and get that kind of feeling. You can't. It just, like it separated me, just for a moment, just for a moment in time. And in that, those two words, I knew, you know, that God had other plans for me, that were other things they're going to be doing, that he had set me aside, and I was his. And that's all he said was, you're mine. But he communicated all that in just one thing. Another time I'd bought some land in my hometown, Center, Texas, and Bert and I had bought 3 acres, and we were believing God for 2 acres behind it. And we weren't living up there, but I was just wanting the land. Had big oak trees there, and I called that land. I called those 3 acres in. Anyway, I paced that fence and called it in. And God blessed us with it. And I was out there building a fence, and I'd borrowed my dad's pickup. We were living in Houston. Had this big cross tie. I was sitting for a corner post, and I was by myself. It was late in the evening. I was fencing off these 3 acres added into our two. And I was sitting at corner post and the sun was going down. And I was looking over at the little house we'd bought and the I was looking at the little cabin beside. There was like a barn. It was nothing but, it was old logs. It was kind of a neat place. There were some old oak trees there. It's before I came over here, before I started the church here. And I was sitting at post, and I was looking there thinking about adding on to this house this way and that way. And I was punching up that post with a hoe. That's, you know, you set a post and you fill it with sand, you punch it up, and fill more sand, you punch it up. That's where you set a post. And I was by myself, and I was punching. The sun was going down. The breeze started coming real cool. And God says, "No, son, I've got other plans." He just spoke to me, you know. It's just nobody can speak to you like Jesus speaks to you. Nobody can talk to you like God talks to you. And it was, so I set that post and I never went back. And we wound up selling that place for a down payment on the house here, which was a long time later, quite a while later. But God knew. He knows everything. And he said, "I got other plans for you." But it was so sweet, it just melted me. See, nobody talks to me like God talks to me. Nobody will talk to you like Jesus will talk to you. He is so good.
Amen.
Amen. He loves you, and he's for you, and he's not against you, and he's on your side. He's patient with you. He's your daddy. I mean, God the Father is your dad. Jesus, your elder brother. The Holy Spirit's there to woo you and help you and strengthen you, encourage you. You are not alone. See, you've never been alone a day in your life since you got saved.
Amen.
Never. And you've never been completely rejected by everybody because God has accepted you. Even when you're sinning, he's trying to get you out of it.
Amen.
Even when you're doing the wrong thing, he's the one pulling at you to repent. He's the one that's tugging at you to do right because you can do better than this, and he believes in you. When you don't believe in yourself, he believes in you. Wow. Where is there a God like this? There is not. There is no other God. Where are you going to find anybody like this? You know, I love my wife, and I love my kids, and I love you, but I tell you what, my joy comes from God through you. Without him, you wouldn't be so great. I wouldn't either. But he brings out the best in us, doesn't he? I'll tell you what, I can see so much in you, and I have such a heart for you because of him. Because of him. And my wife is better, and my kids are better, and my grandchildren are better. Everything's better with Jesus. Hallelujah. He makes everything better. Hallelujah. Don't forget his benefits. I could stand here forever talking about how good he's been to me and to our family and to this church, and over has blessed me and answered my prayer and helped me and strengthened me and encouraged me. It has been worth it all. It has been worth every year, every moment, every day that I've turned my life over to Jesus. It has done nothing but got better and better and better. We've had trials, sure, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. Jesus is everything to me. I love Jesus. Real men love Jesus. Real men pray. Real men seek his face. Hallelujah. And real men talk about him. Glory. Y'all getting something out of this? I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know. I'm just enjoying the scripture with you. I'm glad y'all on for the ride here. Praise the Lord. It says in the fourth verse, "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." You know, let me tell you something. You're special to God. You run across somebody that old saying, you know, "Got a face only a mama could love." You know? But come on, you know what I'm talking about. But God loves us all. He loves us all the same. And there are no special people with God. Come on. I mean, we think about, you know, Billy Graham or some great minister or something that God loves. Well, God loves all of us. He loves every one of us. Just that much. He doesn't have any favorite kids. So don't get to thinking you don't count and you're not important and nobody loves you. Listen, God loves you and he's for you, not against you. He satisfies your mouth, fifth verse, with good things.
Amen.
I like that. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm standing on that one every year that goes by for my parents. I'm believing for them. Y'all missed a good place to laugh there, but you'll get it later. Okay. If y'all didn't get that, I don't guess. But anyway. But I think it's interesting, he puts this first. He says, "Satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." If you don't get your mouth right, you're not going to have your youth renewed like the eagles. But he satisfies your mouth with good things, good confessions, good promises, good word, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo!
Glory.
Man, that's good stuff. Amen?
Amen?
Well, these are just some of the benefits. I'm not going to finish this psalm. I'm going to just wrap this up and may take this up next week. We'll see what happens. But these are just some of the benefits that he wants us to not forget. And we must apply this scripture. We must do something with this scripture. Because if he says don't forget, then we have this inclination to forget, wouldn't you say? I mean, if he tells us not to, then there must be some, he must know something we don't know here. We're liable to forget this if we don't make an effort to remember this. So you ought to go over these things in your life. Maybe get up in the morning and thank God for them. Hallelujah. That'd be a new concept, to actually give God glory and thanks for all these benefits. Thank Him. But in so doing, you'll remind yourself of them. Hey, life is good in God.
Yeah, it is.
It's a mess without Him. Yeah. If in this life alone we have hope, Paul said, we are of all creatures most miserable. But praise God, we are not alone, and we are not looking to this life. We're looking to Him, the giver of life. That's where all of our benefits come from. I know no matter what happens, and I don't know what's going to happen in my life in the future. I don't know all the things going to take place. We're not psychic and don't want to be. But I know this, that whatever happens, I can trust God. I can always call on Him. I can always trust Him, and He will help me. He'll give me strength. He'll give me peace. He'll get me back on my feet again. If I get knocked down, He'll pick me up. A righteous man falls 7 times, but he rises again, the Bible says. Hallelujah. And He opposed me with His righteous right hand, the Bible says. Hallelujah. So I know I can make it because there's benefits for serving God. I'm not a lost person. I'm a saved person. I'm not someone without Jesus. I have Jesus. He's in my heart. I know Him. And it pays to know Him. And it pays to serve Him. And I'm going to make it. It doesn't matter what the government does or doesn't do. It doesn't matter what the economy does or doesn't do. It doesn't matter what OPEC does and oil prices, what they do. It doesn't matter. See, my God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And He daily loads me with His benefits, and He delights in my prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. I have nothing to fear. I just need to shift my focus and get it off that onto Him. Who daily loads me with His benefits. Woo! Good stuff, amen.